In the August issue of After Dark, find out what great minds do when doctors can't figure out what's wrong. Read about how Maurice Cotterell figured out his strange syndrome and how he healed it. And I'll give you a hint. Part of it was the new Russian device called Skinar. Find out the rest in the August issue of After Dark magazine. Also, Glynis McCants writes about the numerology of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. And I write about my experience with Glynis McCants. Plus, is California overdue for a tsunami? Find out what the experts say in After Dark. It's everything you love about Coast to Coast AM, stuffed into 16 lovely full-color pages. Subscribe now by calling toll-free 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505. You know, it's $39.95 for 12 monthly issues. You can also subscribe online, safe and secure, at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You never know what you'll hear on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
First time caller, it's your turn on Coast to Coast.
You know, there was a time when our country was a great country. There was a time in the world where everybody wanted to embrace our culture, you know, pretty much become like us. Now everybody hates us. The dollar, you have to wonder if it's even worth the paper that it's printed on. I'm a patriot just like everybody else. I don't knock my country. I mean, I love my country. I guess I just don't like it right at the moment is a good way of putting it.
Well, you like the country. You don't like some of the people running things. And I do think if we get the right leaders in who care about people first and they don't throw money around willy-nilly, we may get out of it. Somebody's got to have the guts to say, this is going to be the worst 4 years of our life economically, but this is what we're going to do to fix this. I think we're going to win eventually. We're going to get out of it, but it's going to be one heck of a battle on our way.
Now we take you back to the night of September 23rd, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
All right, let me give you the lineup for the remainder of the week. Tonight, audio allowing from Alaska, David John Oates, and Reverse Speech. Tell you more about that in a moment. Tomorrow night, Professor Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics at New York University. Then Thursday night, it'll be Guy Finley, who will be here talking about, well, the quickening, and where the real problem may lie. Friday, Bob Lazar, who has not done an interview in a long time and will not be doing one after this, along with Gene Huff, and you're not going to want to miss that, Bob, a physicist who worked at Area 51 back engineering saucer craft. He's hard to get on the air. Rare to interview, and that is a program you're surely not going to want to miss. And then next week, I am off to all over the place, to Greece, to the Greek islands, to Egypt and the pyramids, to Israel, we're just going to be all over the place. And, so I'll be gone as of Monday, and we will have the best of on for you, and we've got quite a lineup, quite a stellar lineup, believe me. All right, let us try to go to Alaska now and say hello, David.
Hi, Art. How are you?
You're all distorted on me, David.
Oh, man. Well,
turn it down a little bit.
Okay, we'll give it a shot here. We have some very strange things going on with not just my audio, but also in the house itself. We've got lights doing strange things. I'm right out in the middle of the woods here in Alaska. So,
what are you doing in Alaska, by the way?
Several things really. I've got some clients up here, and I've come up here for business, doing some lectures and things and clients, and but just to take a break. I've been working pretty well flat out all year, and it was time to get away for a week, so I had the opportunity to come, so I hopped on the plane and came straight up here.
Well, good. I was in Anchorage just a few weeks ago, and the weather was beginning to cool, You could sense that autumn was in the air. Has autumn arrived?
It's probably, I've been told this is probably the best week of the year to be here. The leaves are all yellow and they're falling off, and it just looks really, really gorgeous from where I am. So I'm just covered with autumn-filled trees, and it looks fantastic. So, and it's cold, of course, you know, but that's Alaska. And you know, we're going to go and see the glacier tomorrow and have a look around a bit, and then I'm back on Friday to a busy work schedule. So that's what I'm doing. And how's the hum problem now?
Well, it's there.
Yeah.
We will see how it does when we try some reversals.
Right.
Now, David, as you might be able to discern by his accent, if you've never heard him, is Australian. David had many years ago a speech impediment problem, which you still can detect in his voice from time to time. Though when he gets rolling here, it kind of disappears. Hey, you know, David, a lot of people with speech problems, stuttering problems, when they sing, they never stutter. How come?
Well, that's a very good question. I really don't know. It's certainly one of the things about stuttering that is well known. When you sing, you don't stutter. I have no idea why. Part of my theory about stuttering is that there's a misfire between the left and the right brain hemispheres somewhere, and when you're singing, you're completely accessing the right brain.
Okay, I've got an idea. Let's try some experiments. You're on a headphone setup now?
Correct.
Can you get out of the headphone setup and just pick up the telephone?
Oh,
and
sure.
Disconnect telephone
I'll
headset.
Be off. Okay, just give me, I'll be
right.
Dead air for about 2 seconds.
Oh, that's all right. We'll see if that makes any difference.
Okay, and now I'm on the phone.
All the hum's gone.
Right. Well, it's coming into my system somehow. It could be the phone lines up here. It could be the power. I'm using exactly the same equipment I use back home. I brought it all up with me, and I remember when I first set up at home, I had the hum problem too. It was just a matter of rewiring and rerouting.
Okay. Well, it's all gone. It's all gone.
Well, at least we can talk.
but you cannot play reversals.
No, I cannot play reversals without going through my system itself. And, you know, we can chat a bit and then go back online and play them. I think you'll find that once the reversals are being played, it will drown out the hum, I would hope. We'll see what happens. I mean, I've got some great reversals on the Area 51s. And,
I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah.
Actually, no, there's even a little bit of hum on the phone here.
Oh, really?
Isn't that odd? It may be your electrical system up there.
Right.
That may be it. Well, I guess we can only but try. Let's see how it works. Now, we have lots of areas we could begin. We've got Mark Furman. We've got Brother Mohammed.
Uh-huh.
We've got apparently the Queen on Princess Di.
Yeah, I've got a real pot. Potpourri tonight, a whole bunch of stuff. These are all requests I had. I've probably had more requests for the Area 51 reversals than I've had ever. And then the Queen Elizabeth was next down on the list, and so I've got her. I've got some great reversals on Mike Tyson when he apologized after biting the man's ear. to show where he's really coming from, and that's very exciting. I've also got a live test I want to do on the air as well. We've actually, it's a multiple choice question of 5 or 6 reversals, and one of the criticisms thrown at reverse speech is that we're only hearing these reversals because you are suggesting that we hear them. So I want to do this test live on the air and give some people 3 choices, and they can write to me or email or phone and let us know what the results are, and next time I'm on we'll come back with the results and see what happens. And also tonight, if we can get some audio through, is I want to just play some of my reversals slightly differently. I want to play the reversals and then actually run the whole track backwards, which I've never done before on the air, and you'll actually hear the reversals embedded amongst the backwards run tapes, just to hear how it actually occurs in...
All right, why don't we see if we're in business here? Why don't we go to a couple of test reversals?
Okay.
And see if it's going to work.
All right, let me go back to my patch. Just hang on 1 second.
All right. Off the phone and back to the patch and back to a little bit of hum, I suspect. Quite a bit of hum.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, let me run a reversal on Mike Tyson. Okay,
okay, sure. Go right ahead.
See how we can hear this.
Other than to say when the budding occurs, and I thought I might lose because of a severity of a cut above my eye, I just snapped.
And did we hear that one okay?
That came through fine, yes.
Okay, and we got a reversal on this, quite an amusing one. Here I am, rubber duck.
Here I am, rubber duck.
Here I am,
rubber duck.
Yeah, do it once more. Did you hear that?
I did, but what is that supposed to mean? That must be metaphoric.
I've never heard rubber duck in reverse before, and what he says straight after that is nearly cry, and he's got this, I'm assuring this is a real childish-like nature. He's really taken this very hard, and it struck me as just being so amusing, I wanted to play it. It's a metaphoric reversal of a childlike nature.
Okay.
Let me run it once more.
I am, rubber duck. I mean, it's very clear. I just don't know what it means.
And then he says straight after, nearly cry.
Nearly cry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that was the very first two reversals off of him on this apology. And the next one we're going to look at is... and we're just going to pull up the next file now, and he's got several on this whole trend. The next one we're pulling up, my computer's just taking a little while here, and this is the next one on the trend, and here we go forward.
And I accept the Nevada State Athletic Commission to hand down a severe penalty, and I'm here today to say I will not fight it. I only ask that it's not a penalty for life.
And moving on from the rubber duck reversal, he says, yes, I'm not brave.
Yes, I'm not brave.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm not brave. Yes, I'm not brave.
Yeah, that was very clear.
Right, and then he says straight after that, maybe I'll find a way.
Maybe I'll find a way.
Can you hear that one okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and what I want to do now is run the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear those two reversals embedded amongst the gibberish. Yes, I'm not brave. Maybe
right.
I'll find the way.
All right.
Did you hear those?
Yes.
Yeah, and see, that's how reverse speech occurs. You've got these quite short, sharp phrases in reverse that is embedded amongst the backwards runs tape. And that's literally how reverse speech works. Once every 10 or 15 seconds, you get these very clear and precise reversals mixed in amongst the backwards tape. That is, my claim is, a reflection of what the person is thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. And let's run just two more on Mike Tyson to see how genuine his apology is.
To those of you who say I should never fight again, I can only say that I'm 31 years old in the prime of my career, and I had made mistakes this far because I had no other way.
And he says in reverse, money, get our funds, I shall be rewarded.
Money, get our funds, I shall be rewarded.
All right, well...
Sorry?
I heard that, but not as clearly.
Right. He's got a slight lisp forwards, and you can actually hear this lisp in reverse. Let me run the forwards again.
To those of you who say I should never fight again, I can only say that I'm 31 years old, in the prime of my career, and I had made mistakes this far because I had no other way.
And we'll run the reversal again. Money, get our funds, I shall be rewarded.
Money, get our funds, I shall be rewarded.
And again.
Can you hear that one again?
I hear it, but it's not clear.
Right. Okay. We've got one more on this trend, and let's see if you can hear this one. And we'll run forward.
That was backwards.
Right, I'm running the whole track backwards to hear the reverse amongst the gibberish. Let's do that. Okay, did
now,
you
the only word I heard clearly out of that was money.
Well, we got one more in this trend. Let's do this.
I favor the very clear ones.
Right, okay. Well, we can move on to the Queen and have a look at the Queen's reversals.
All right.
Following the death of Princess Di. And we will pull this one up. And she went public with a press conference straight after, I think it was about a week after, some interesting reversals on this.
She was under pressure. The royal family was under pressure to show that they cared about Diana.
Correct. Exactly right.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express a sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
A very strange reversal to start off with. It says she needs this.
She needs this. She needs this.
That's very clear.
Yeah, I don't know whether she is the Queen. The Queen has been known to refer to herself in the third person.
Sure.
She needs what is the question, and the next reversal gets a bit closer to that. In point of fact, the whole trend in the Queen's reversals is that the death of Princess Di has actually been a great service to the Crown.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with a devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And she says in reverse, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
The what?
The fuss will serve us.
And I'm not getting that.
The fuss will serve us.
I'm not getting the word, David. Spell it for me.
Fuss,